So I was listening to Rollo and Troy Francis. You guys know Troy. He's that guy who looks like Daniel Craig, but he's even better good looking and has an even more impressive British accent. And it harkened me back to a conversation I had with Troy. Troy, if you did not know, is a professional pickup artist, for lack of a better phrase. I know it has a negative connotation today, but that's what he does. He goes out and that's his profession. Anyway, so I had written this book, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI of the Pursuit of Women. He asked me in an academic professional capacity, he says, what did your numbers tell you about the number of approaches? I said, it's in the last chapter. It's everything. Volume is everything. Now you got to do other things. You're wasting your time approaching girls in terms of volume if you're not what they want, meaning physically attractive, unfortunately tall. That's another one that they require. You know, hygienics, some basic things. I said, but yeah, you got to put in the effort, like everything in life, like everything. And so I was driving, I didn't pay attention to the podcast anymore because my mind wanders. And I started going through some real quick numbers, and I realized I had a rule in all my dating and all the experiences I had. There was a very simple rule to follow. I just want to share this simple rule for you guys, because girls don't, it's a completely different strategy. But it's 1,110 and 1, okay? I have dated hundreds of girls. Went on 300, over 300. I stopped counting after 300. Slept with over 30 gals, and only like 3 were really marriage qualified. And I do the numbers. I look, hey, these are just orders of magnitude of 10. We could do the metric system. Let's call it the metric rule. And it dawned on me that it's 1,110 and 1. And obviously it's not going to hold for everyone, but this is generally the statistics you're facing. It's kind of like my 50-50-25 rule. You can look it up. But out of 1,000 girls you're going to ask out, 100 are going to go on a date. 1 in 10 are going to see us. Out of that 100, 1 in 10 are going to sleep with you. And out of that 10 that are going to sleep with you, 1 might be marriageable. 1. And I put little asterisk might, because every gal, there were 3, and it was 1%. I was like, yeah, there's still some exceptions, of footnote qualifications. I have to make this a qualified CPA statement. But then I sat, I'm like, but that's actually pretty accurate, empirically speaking, my own experiences. So I just wanted to share that rule with you. More originals on the way. Got to bang a bunch of them out. So we'll see you guys later. Toodles.